I'm going to give the exhortation today on a word that seems to be have repeated itself numerous times this week, and so much so we've even sung about it again in the first hymn this morning. Tell out my soul the greatness of the Lord, unnumbered blessings give my spirit voice. Because when I was thinking what I could talk about today, the word bless just seemed to repeat itself over and over and over again. And they cropped up quite a few times in the readings. But also it's been a word that I've heard in the office quite a few times. I mean, there's been quite a few coughs and colds and sneezes going around, and the number of times people have said, bless you, it's been a fair amount. And one of the girls left just before Christmas to have a baby, and she sent some pictures of her babies midweek, and all the other girls were crowding around the computer looking at the pictures and, ah, oh, bless them, aren't they wonderful? And it's something we seem to get quite a lot during our readings for this week. And we've had it in Leviticus, we've had it in Psalms, we've had it in Luke. In fact, in Luke chapter 1, the word appears 5 times in one chapter, and twice again in chapter 2. We've just had it in our readings from the Psalms today, and like I just said, we've just had it in our first hymn. And it kind of struck me that I wasn't 100% sure what the word actually meant. And more importantly, how we actually blessed other people. So I thought, by way of exhortation, we'll look at that. So I thought, well, the first thing, what does it mean? I'll have a look in the dictionary. So there was a few definitions of the word bless. And here's just one or two. To invoke divine care for, to praise, to glorify, or to confer prosperity or happiness upon someone. So that's what we do to bless. Because in our readings in the Psalms, there's quite a few times when it said, bless God. And it kind of worried me a little bit. I didn't know how I could bless God. It's very easy to see how God blesses us because he's given us everything. And when we look at other examples of God blessing us in the scriptures, it's to do with giving us prosperity, giving us happiness, giving us food. In Malachi, it talks about an abundance of food. It talks about God's gift to us, not just physical gifts, but also spiritual gifts. So I could very simply see how God has blessed us, how he has given me all the things that I have. But I was kind of a little bit worried. I didn't know how I could bless God. And in the number of times it says in the Psalms, I was kind of thinking, well, David blessed God, but how did he do it? What did he do? And looking at it in a bit more detail, it's actually quite simple. We are there to confer prosperity. Perhaps we can't do that to God because he's given us everything. But the other part is to confer happiness upon. So how do we make God happy? Well, if we bless God in our hearts, just by blessing him, we are making him happy. So it's kind of a win-win situation that we can bless God. And in doing so, that would make him happy. The word bless first appears in Genesis chapter 1. In fact, it appears throughout the scriptures almost 500 times. But in Genesis chapter 1, we have the first occasion of the word blessed. If we go back to starting in verse 20, God said, "Let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens." So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth." So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. So here we see God blessing his creation with abundance, with fruitfulness. The next occasion is probably, if I was to ask you to think of where did blessings appear, I'm pretty sure this would be on the top of your list. Genesis chapter 12. The Lord said to Abraham, "Get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and shall make you a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and curse those who curse you. In you, all families of the earth shall be blessed." So here we have the second occurrence of the word bless. And it's not just repeated once, it's repeated quite a few times. "I will bless those who bless you, and curse those who curse you." That's in the Old Testament. But when we look at the words of Jesus, he actually comes up with something slightly different. Luke chapter 6. "I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, and pray for those who abuse you." This verse in Genesis is repeated in the letter to the Galatians, where Paul talks about all of the how these blessings relate to us. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, "In you shall all nations be blessed." So then, those who are of faith are blessed, along with Abraham, the man of faith. So another way in which we can please God is by having faith. Because you can't bless God without faith. We've just read in Luke the one and perhaps only time in which Jesus gives an exhortation in a meeting hall. And these days if you talk to people, they'll say, well, if you want to talk, try and keep it under 20 minutes, because that's roughly what people's attention spans are. But we have the perfect exhortation here. Depending on which version you use, Jesus spoke actually 8 or 9 words. And what he said was more to do with the readings, the reading that actually spoke for themselves. So Jesus chose the book of Isaiah. He opened it and he read from where it was written. So I'm going to kind of follow that example, and instead of taking my words, I'm just going to read some of the examples. Because the first one is another one of how to bless someone and how to be blessed. And again, this is quite an easy one to do, to tick off on your list. Because in Revelation, in chapter 1, it says, blessed is he who reads, and blessed are those who hear the words of this prophecy, to keep the things which are written in it, for the time is near. So there's a quick tick. Blessed is him who reads, and blessed are those who hear. So we can tick that another blessing off for today. So we have different ways in which blessing can be attributed to. So again, I'm just going to read a few. Faith, belief, hearing. In Romans in chapter 4, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. Now, to the one who works, his wages are not counted as a gift, but as his due. And to the one who does not work, but trusts in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. Just as David also speaks of the blessing of the one whom God counts righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord will not count his sin. So here we have another blessing. Blessing of forgiveness. And this is kind of why we've come here today. For this blessing of forgiveness through the bread and the wine, the symbols of Jesus' death and his sacrifice, that we may be forgiven. So as we've already mentioned in Malachi, we have the blessing of food, of plenty. And we come to look at food now. He lifted his eyes to his disciples and said, blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are those who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and exclude you and revile you and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day, leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. So their fathers did to the prophets. Again, when you're thinking of blessing, the Beatitudes in Luke chapter 6 certainly do jump to mind. Because we are hungry for this food before us now. These symbols of the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love he predestined us for adoption through Christ Jesus, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has blessed us in the Beloved. So again, another blessing, that we've actually been called here, that we've been called as part of Christ. And from the Psalms, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers him. O taste and see that the Lord is good, and blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. From Numbers in chapter 6. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, Thus you shall bless the people of Israel, and say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you, and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you, and give you peace. So they shall put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them. But there's one blessing that I've missed out. And I'm just going to jump to the book of Matthew for this one, because it's the reason why we've come today. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And when he took the cup, he gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. So we've come now to remember another blessing, a blessing upon the bread and upon the wine, but also what that means and what that means to us. And then all the other blessings that we mentioned over the past few minutes would never have applied to us if it wasn't for this one. The blessing of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, who gave his life that we may become part of God's family, that we may be able to call God our Father. And so we bless God and praise him for the wonderful things that he's done for us.